This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden says America's longest war will end next month, resisting calls to keep U.S. troops in Afghanistan amid a Taliban resurgence. The president says the U.S. has achieved both goals it set when invading Afghanistan 20 years ago, take down Osama bin Laden, and keep the nation from again becoming a terror haven. The president has been visibly annoyed by suggestions he's leaving too soon as the Taliban makes a steady advance. But he says the past 20 years have shown the war is unwinnable. Under growing pressure from lawmakers, he's vowing to evacuate thousands of Afghans who helped the U.S. military as drivers and interpreters. Two men believed to be Haitian Americans, one of them purportedly a former bodyguard at the Canadian Embassy in Port-au-Prince, have been arrested in connection with the assassination of Haiti President Jovenel Moïse. Haitian officials said on Thursday, 17 suspects have been arrested in connection with the assassination of Haiti's president, 15 of them from Colombia. The chief of Haiti's national police added that three other suspects were killed and another eight were on the run. Leon Charles, chief of Haiti's national police, urged people to stay calm and let police do their work, as he warned that authorities needed evidence they were destroying, including burning cars. Speaking in Bogota, Colombia's defense minister said initial reports indicated that the suspects identified as Colombian were retired members of the National Army. The spokesperson said the government has urged the army and the police to cooperate fully with the investigation. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Via remote,